Welcome to the Midlife Mom Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Lewis. I'm a coach for midlife moms with a background as a mental health therapist. I help midlife moms who are feeling lost and stuck to be able to discover and create their dream midlife. Let's do this. Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. So last week was episode 54, Creating Your Dream Life in Midlife Part 1. This week is going to be Part 2. So I decided to break up the two episodes because last week's episode had questions that I wanted you to kind of think about and ponder before I moved on to this part of Creating Your Dream Life in Midlife. So I hope that those questions were helpful from the last podcast. If you didn't get to listen to it, go check out episode 54. But I asked a lot of questions related to what is it that you want to create in your midlife? So it's like we can say, yeah, let's create this amazing dream life and midlife, but first we have to even know what we want to create. So that's what that episode was about. And hopefully the questions inspired some great answers to kind of discover what it is that you're looking to create in your dream life. So after getting some clarity on what you would like to create, your question's probably, okay, what next? So that's what I'm going to talk about today on this episode of the podcast. A lot of what I'll be discussing today is taken from my coach, Jamie Berman. She is a money manifestation coach, and she's amazing. I've loved working with her. So I give her credit for a lot of the content that I'll be sharing today. And I also just want to share that this is content and or this is information that I have been using and implementing in my life, and I have found it to be really, really helpful. So after you figure out what you want and you have a clear view of what that is, the next step is to start to believe it's even possible. Remember, as I said last week in the podcast, these are baby dreams. They're just starting out. They need to be nourished. And one of the ways we can nourish them is to start to believe that it's even possible. So as you start to believe, let's talk about some of the things that you wrote down. If those things, if you knew they were going to happen, what might you feel? My guess is you might feel hopeful, you might feel excited, optimistic about the future. You're going to be generating those kinds of feelings if you're believing that those things are possible or that you could create that and bring that into your life. Now, if you were to compare that to believing, that's not possible. Like as you wrote those things down, if you noticed, and our brains do this, not a problem, but if you notice your brain saying, that's not possible, you're not going to be able to get that, why are you even dreaming like that? You might notice there might be feelings associated with that of maybe discouragement, or you might feel uninspired or hopeless or other types of feelings, because if they're believing, yeah, this isn't even possible, it's not going to generate those feelings of optimism and hopefulness. So we want to be able to start training our brains that it's even possible to go after what we want. So the next thing is to let go of the how, which means we're not going to know how this is going to happen yet. We just get to believe that it's possible, because that's what our brains do. When we decide we want to do something, then we go into these action steps of like, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to make this happen? And we get into this rushed energy. And that's what we want to watch out for. We don't want the energy to be rushed. We don't want to be putting pressure on these baby dreams to happen right now, because it's going to take some time. And we have to figure out how to make it even happen as we go. Not in the beginning, we're not going to know the how, but the how will come. And then we can take action on that. Okay, the next step is to take courageous action. As you start to believe that you could maybe create these dreams, you will start to get these little glimmers or thoughts or ideas of like, oh, maybe I could try this, or maybe this could be possible, or maybe I go out and do this. Whatever it is, there will be ideas that come to you as you start to move your brain into a place of believing that it's possible. So as you notice those glimmers or those ideas come, be willing to take courageous action on those ideas. Now, you may notice some discomfort with taking this action. When we are building these dreams and we're growing this little baby dream, it doesn't mean it's always going to feel amazing. There might be some discomfort with going after something that we want. Case in point for me, years ago when I decided to go back and get my master's degree as a social worker, I went back as, quote, kind of a non-traditional student, and it had been a while since I'd been to school, and it was scary for me. I felt uncertain. I was still raising kids. I didn't know how all of it was going to work, but yet I decided to take courageous action and go after what I wanted. I knew I wanted to be a mental health therapist, and so I just started taking steps, which was to apply for the program. And then as I got accepted, starting to schedule classes and take classes, and then the homework and the internships, all the things. So the courageous action, it was over time that I had to take that action. But yet that courageous action is what helped me to get that dream of being able to go back to school and to get into the field of mental health therapy. Okay, the next step is to be able to look at the mindset and be willing to change thoughts that aren't serving you. Again, as you were writing down and noticing what your dreams were, there may have been thoughts that came up of like, you can't have that, you don't deserve that, you're not good enough, or it's not possible, or people are going to laugh at me, or whatever. There's going to be thoughts that come up. I promise you they'll come up. And we just want to look at those thoughts and see if they're serving us. And if they're not, be willing to make some changes with those thoughts. Be able to start moving into a new way of thinking. Basically, we want to start to dissolve those thoughts that aren't serving us and move into a new way of looking at the situation. I will go into more detail on this specifically in next week's podcast. So stay tuned for that related to changing your mindset and your thoughts. Okay, the next thing is practicing gratitude for what you already have. Sometimes when we start to go after dreams, we want to make it happen now because we believe that once we have whatever that thing is, we're going to feel differently. And the thing is we want to just practice gratitude for where we're at right now in life. Yes, it will be amazing to be able to realize those dreams, but we don't want to go after those dreams thinking once I get that, then I can feel this way. We want to practice feeling that now, whatever that is, which is gratitude's going to be a big one. When we obtain something, we often feel a lot of gratitude, like, oh, I was able to do that. But if we can look at what we have now and feel gratitude for that, it totally changes the energy around our dreams and creating what we want. That's the biggest thing with all of this with creating a dream life is being able to notice the energy in your body of this energy of just calmness and certainty of like, I can have this thing, I can go after this. And that the energy is not rushed, it's not a hustly energy of like a hurry up and get it. So if you notice that, that's what we want to shift out of. And gratitude is one way to do that. Okay, the last thing, and this one, I love this one. Again, this is from my coach, Jamie Berman. She talks about us receiving. A lot of the times we're giving and we're putting out, and as we're trying to bring into our life more of what we want, we might be having a lot of output. Maybe there is that courageous action that we're taking. And we also want to receive it. As things come in, notice it. Like, I was able to do this thing. Or maybe if you're trying to bring more money into your life, noticing when that money comes in, even if it's just small, like noticing it comes in and be willing to receive it. I have an example to illustrate this that I will wrap up with. Years ago, when I was doing my master's program, I was doing one of my internships at the VA or the Veterans Administration. When I was there, I was working with veterans and I didn't have an office. We would just use whoever's office was available. And I remember the offices were in this really teeny space and there weren't a lot of, well, actually there weren't any windows. It felt real dark. And I thought to myself when I was there, someday I want to have an office that has lights, like exterior light coming in. And I want it to overlook something that's beautiful. And it was just kind of a brief thought I had. I didn't think too much about it other than that's what I wanted to have someday. So I was believing like, oh, I could have this thing someday. So I graduated. We actually ended up moving to another state. And I identified an office that I was interested in working in. And I reached out to the owner of the practice. We met and decided that it was going to be a good fit for both of us. And I started working at this practice. Well, the room that was available for my office was, again, a teeny little room, didn't have any windows, it was dark, but I was grateful. I was grateful that I could start with this practice. I was grateful I had my own office. And so I just started practicing in that office. Little did I know that 6 months later, there would be a change in the practice. And there was a change with the therapists that were there, there were some that were leaving. And as I started thinking about the ones that were leaving, I realized one of the offices was going to be this office that had this big window and it overlooked a lake. And I thought to myself, what if it's possible that I could have that office? And some of the courageous action that I took is I went to the owner and I said, hey, I know there's some changes that are happening and I know this office is going to be available. Is it possible that I move into that office? And he said, yes, I was actually going to, talk to you and a couple other people about the available offices. So I was able to move into this office. It was about 6 months after I started at the practice. And I thought it would be a long time before I got to move into one of the offices with a window, but it literally happened 6 months later. And I practiced gratitude. I remember when I moved in, I got to paint it. I got to decorate it the way I wanted. And I remember feeling so much gratitude and excitement that I got to have this office. And I also practiced allowing myself to receive it, that became available and that I could receive that and have that come into my life. This is just a small example of ways that we can create things in our lives that we want to be happening. The things that we dream about are things that excite us, that it really is possible. So next week on the podcast, I will come back to talking about the mindset piece and we'll dive into that a little bit more. And I will see you next week. If you're enjoying what you are learning on this podcast and would like to learn more about working with me as your coach, you can message me at midlifemomcoach@gmail.com, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Midlife Mom Coach is my handle. We'll see you next time on the podcast.